I declare today that the blessing of God is upon you, that you are blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Blessed is the man or woman that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely on my account. I speak the blessing over you that God spoke over Adam and Eve in the very beginning. God said, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the fowls, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. And so God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, using all of its vast resources in the service of God and man, and let them have dominion over all the works of my hands. So I declare the blessing of the Lord upon you, that there is a divine empowerment upon you. God's ability rests on your ability, equipping you to do what you are not able to do yourself. That God graciously bestows upon you the ability and mandate to live, to procreate, and to act as his representative in the earth, that God brings together both power and purpose so that you can fulfill your role as a steward of creation and an image bearer of Almighty God, that God empowers you as a human being to carry out his commands in the earth, that he endows you with an ability for the task ahead and enables you to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion over all the works of his hands. So I declare today that you are increasing in whatever respect, that you are in authority, continuing, enlarging, and multiplying, that you are becoming great and becoming numerous, that you are filled, you are full, you are fulfilling, gathering, and overflowing, that you rule, you have dominion, you are dominating, treading down, prevailing against, and reigning over all the works and the power of the enemy. I declare today that every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. How much land do you want us to acquire? I saw a picture of a stretch limousine as far and as wide as you can stretch between 24th and 32nd Street. If we can't take our street, then how can we ever go into foreign territory in other states to bring kingdom culture and kingdom language? We will be faithful over that which is least in order to become ruler over that which is much. We will pass the test, for we are the open door. I declare Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8, what God spoke over the church at Philadelphia, I speak over Faith Christian Center. These are the words of the Holy One, the true One, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, he who shuts and no one shall open. I know your record of works and what you are doing. See, I have set before you a door wide open, which no one is able to shut. I know you have but little power, yet you have kept my word, guarded my message, and have not renounced or denied my name. So we declare today that all the land, all the property that belongs to Faith Christian Center, so that the kingdom of God can advance, that it's coming to us now. We claim it for him and for his glory. We send the angels out right now to go and gather and bring in that which belongs to FCC. We call the vision fulfilled in every way. In Jesus' name, amen.